BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott. Is my voice still sounding a bit sexy today, or have I lost it now?
What do you mean? Because of the illness?
Just still a little bit croaky, so, but I thought it was working for me quite well on Friday.
I think you sound normal now.
Do I?
I think so.
Okay. Occasionally it goes, like I'm off of 14. You know, when your voice is breaking.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you're right today. It's Monday lunchtime on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Sarah Cox, eh?
I don't...
Sarah Cox.
Because I'm sort of happy and sad. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't want to say she... I mean, she's got a great job lined up.
She was beautiful.
And, no, and that's the thing. I don't want it to make it seem like it's the end, because it isn't the end of Sarah Cox at all. And it's just...
new phase of her career and that.
But it's just... it is weird seeing her go, isn't it? I mean, it's... I remember when I first started on your show, I like how all these memories are sort of coming out. I'll be even better in the pub later on. But I remember when I first started on your show, she was one of the first people here at Radio 1 to sort of tweet.
Yes.
Me kind of going like,
I remember
welcome
that.
To the family. I just want to drop you a little tweet saying...
yeah, she accepted you.
And it was quite cool because as soon as she accepts others. You, other people accept you.
It's true. She's part of the like modern day Radio 1 history now, you know? End of an era, Sarah Cox. We'll go and see her at 4, shall we?
Yeah.
I always remember when I was on before her on Early Breakfast. I did do that. And the first 10 minutes of her breakfast show would be her going... did I say thanks to Scott Mills? Yeah,
really?
She would have already said thanks to Scott Mills, and then the next would play a song. Did I say thanks to Scott Mills? Anyway, thanks Scott Mills. next song. Did I say thanks to Scott? Oh, we love you, Sarah. Okay, coming up, Childish Gambino track of the day. Heard that on Grimmy earlier. Really interesting track. Also Calvin Harris. And a bit of Foxes. I love this song. Let's go for tonight. It's Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Just remembered, I've got one of Sarah Cox's coats.
From where she stayed over?
It was from a big weekend.
Right. And I'd love to know some of the stuff that went on in the old days between you and Sarah. Like, these early breakfast times that you talk of. I mean, you tell me that it was a sort of part of your brain that you've kind of... it's quite blurry.
Yeah. Part of that's choice. But no, we had some good times. I mean, a lot of it you can't really say.
Right.
And that's not like me going, oh, we're so crazy here at Radio 1. But some of the stuff, like, you wouldn't want to hear it. But I do remember I've got a coat and I had a little bit of a clear out. Is that one? At the weekend. Just, like, going through old clothes and stuff. And I found, and I was like, whose is that coat? And it's literally just come to me that it's from a big weekend in about 2006.
And let me guess, you've given it away to charity now.
It's in a bin bag and it might not be at my house anymore.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Calvin Harris on Radio 1. So, some of the people in the Radio 1 office today, after celebrating and saying goodbye and a fond farewell to Sarah Cox, may be getting a little bit worried now because we today are going to go through some of their emails.
I think, do you know what? I think this is a good idea.
You know those all staff emails that you get? And everybody who is listening at work now, in an office or in a workplace, if you're listening there, you know the ones I mean. Some of them are really useful. Some of them absolutely pointless. And here at Radio 1, we get some brilliant ones, don't we?
Oh my God. Even the subject title alone on some of these emails is just... so basically, we've created a bank of them.
We've been collecting them for a while. And I think today is the day to bring them out. So hello, everyone in the Radio 1 office. Be a little bit worried because your email might be on a bit later on.
Quite and, exciting.
Yeah, and I like it as well. And if you've ever had like a ridiculous all-staffer that you don't mind sending to me, then feel free. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So a little bit later on, we'll be going through some of the all-staffers. They're brilliant. Hey, this Childish Gambino track sounds brilliant on radio.
I love it. There's one line in it, something about a booty.
Booty! So Childish Gambino in session for Zayn last week. You can listen back to that on iPlayer. Why don't you download that BBC Radio iPlayer app? Because you get all BBC Radio on it. And it's dead easy to use. And it's got a handy click wheel. I love a click wheel. Off of an old-fashioned iPod. You know the ones on the first iPod?
Yeah.
It's like that. But you can just choose your station. And obviously the station you will mostly choose is Radio 1. So it's the new single from Childish Gambino, real name Donald. This track is Crawl. Whoa, that is Childish Gambino and Crawl. I think that sounds awesome. Especially...
ooh,
someone's saying it's from an R. Kelly track.
I love that.
That's the best bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Tiësto and Red Lights on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. How was your weekend? All right?
Good, yes.
Some people have had a terrible weekend, though. One of my favourite things that I spotted on Saturday, and from the times it's been retweeted, a lot of other people's, was this story. You may have seen this online over the weekend. It was all over Twitter as well. Headline:
Lauren Goodyear narrowly avoids walking into a puddle during a day out in Essex.
So that's Towie's former Towie, right?
Former Towie, yeah.
Not someone that's not even in it anymore. Lauren Goodyear narrowly avoiding a puddle as hundreds of people struggle with the floods. Would you like to hear the rest of the story?
Go on.
There's nothing worse than ruining your shoes in a puddle.
Well, there is. Okay, go on.
There's nothing worse than ruining your shoes in a puddle. But Lauren Goodyear was lucky enough to sidestep that problem on Friday. The quick-thinking reality star spotted the pool of water before walking right into it, outside a shop in Essex. A short skip to the left was all Lauren needed to avoid a watery disaster.
Hey, can anyone guess where that story came from?
I think this is incredible.
Do you think it might be... Go on, guess.
Does it rhyme with the Whale Online?
Yes, that's right. This is the Daily Mail Online that came up with this breaking news.
I like that she's quick thinking.
I know, quick thinking Towie star.
What would have happened if she'd gone in the puddle?
God knows. I mean, and thank heavens there was a photographer there at the time to get the lucky escape on film, you know?
Watch your step.
And that's a little headline there from... Okay, sub-headline from the story. And this kind of... Well, after that one, I needed to look up some more, so I did a little search of other great stories like this. And here's another one that I found. Leona Lewis grabs a refreshing drink of water after a trip to the gym. Not only that, there's a story with a picture of Leona drinking from a bottle of water.
Mm.
So that is a story, just to clarify everybody, about somebody drinking some water.
No, but do you know what? At least that one doesn't make it sound like she's doing something dangerous.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like
the quick-thinking star.
The quick-thinking star was
also
dehydrated.
There are people having a really hard time at the moment because of the weather, so maybe a report on that?
It was...
Just a thought.
But this was going all over Twitter, wasn't it?
I know. I mean, I think maybe they might regret that story now because it was retweeted thousands of times. But glad to know you're okay, Lauren. And phew, thank God those shoes are okay too. A lot of people, like myself, really enjoying the Lauren Goodyear narrowly missing a puddle by sidestepping it at the weekend. It's a watery disaster. Piers and Aldershot also retweeted it a lot over the weekend. Quick thinking Towie star, slight contradiction. All right, you said that, Kelly and Swansea, not me.
But how does it work then? Was the photographer's got the picture and then they've managed to make a story out?
I mean,
is it that way round?
It can't have been a setup.
Or was there a rumour that she might be now
about
missing
to
a puddle?
Sidestep a puddle?
Do you know what I mean?
What, so they just call up and go, all right, I think Lauren Goodyear's about to sidestep a puddle. You might want to get your camera ready.
it's a bit set up.
It does seem a bit strange that the photographer was there, but hey, I don't know how these things work with these celebs. Mm.
But it did get me thinking.
Oh, God.
You know, like, I'm always one to look out for an opportunity. And if this works, pictures of celebrities narrowly avoiding puddles, I could earn some good money from this.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to Lauren Goodyear. I mean, she probably didn't get paid for that, but did somebody who sold the picture? I don't know how it works.
So I thought I'd rope in a few people from Radio 1 here and go outside and make the most of this business opportunity.
How?
Create a puddle and take a photo of some celebrities narrowly avoiding it.
How did you create a puddle?
I just had to spray a lot of water down. But it's...
From?
A water bottle.
Oh, sure.
Okay, oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
All right, I was just thinking, because outside and that's not allowed. It's not allowed.
No.
Especially not outside the BBC.
Although it would add to the drama, wouldn't it?
It really would. But let me just say, that's not allowed.
Anyway, so I took Greg James out.
So you've created a puddle in the next to Radio 1?
Yes, with the intention of taking some photos and then, you know, I could earn
Get
some money from these photos, yeah.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to make this puddle look a little bit worse. I might get in trouble for this. And then, basically, Greg, just need you to narrowly avoid the puddle.
All right, so you're just tipping into the puddle with your water
Absolutely.
To make it look a bit worse.
That sounds worse than it is from the audio there.
It did sound bad, but yeah, okay. All right, we'll take your word for it that it's a water bottle.
Yeah.
Okay, so Greg's there, and he's about to narrowly avoid the puddle, a la Lauren.
Yes.
Okay.
What was her pose?
Just look a bit sort of disdain.
Right.
And then my headline's going to be Radio 1's Greg James narrowly avoids puddle. Go.
Okay, I like it that Greg's a little bit like, what was her pose?
I'm pleased he was willing to. Everyone's really helped me out with this, you know.
Who else have you got?
A few Radio 1 people.
Okay, so let's hear the end result when Greg narrowly misses the puddle.
Too much?
No, I think that's good. It does look like you're falling, though. It looks like a health and safety. That's good, yeah. Just as if you're like, yeah, good.
I feel like I hammed it up a bit too much.
No, that's absolutely fine, because we'll just, we'll see how much money we get for that.
Are you pleased with the end result?
I'm really pleased. And so I think it was worth taking to the next step. I thought it'd be a great idea to call around some papers and see if I can get some money for them.
They printed the Lauren one. It was online. Hashtag pray for Lauren. Pray for Greg. Okay, we're going to play some of these calls then that you've tried to flog around.
Why not?
About 2:20. Why not, you know?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Nick Mulvey on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. So we need to say congratulations to Will Poulter, our mate.
Yes.
Who won the BAFTA Rising Star Award last night. And I like to think it's something to do with us. But where was stealing Stephen Fry's nose?
No,
he didn't
exactly.
Even do the magic trick or mention anything that we said in our suggested speech.
I don't know how I feel about it all, because I'm really happy that he's won. Bit disappointed that he didn't do anything that we asked him to in the speech.
Not one thing. I was getting so many tweets last night going, yay, Will Poulter won, which we're all very pleased about, because we're big fans. But love We're the Millers and his other body of work.
Do you know what, though? I think there's going to be more acceptance speeches from him, and we should get him to promise that something will happen.
Thing is, right, Rising Star, in a couple of years, we can basically say that we invented him. Mm. And then make him do whatever we want in a speech.
I do think he owes us a bit.
Do you think?
I kind of felt a bit shortchanged, I'm not going to lie.
I kind of, when I saw his speech, because I was watching to see if he won, I kind of wanted to have a button where I could actually play this music.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't doing anything that we said. I mean, I was watching it till like 10:30 last night, and to be honest, why don't they have this music at the BAFTAs like they do at every ceremony in America?
Well, this is the music that you use to turn me off as well.
Yeah, this is just the music
that's gone too long.
This is the music that's like, okay, time to wrap it up now. And you hear it kind of twinkling away in the distance, and then you know it's time. Otherwise, they're just going to take you off stage. How has actually that happened, where someone's been taken off physically? Or is it? Do they all just respect the music?
I think you just respect the music.
Yeah. I'd like it to be like a hook thing. Ho! Where they take you off stage. Hook you off.
It's a bit wacky races.
Anyway, well done to Will Poulter. Another thing that I'm very pleased about tonight. Do you know what's being repeated this evening?
What?
What do you think would be your best skin tone colour?
I'd probably say the medium.
That's right. Secrets of the Living Dolls Sophie.
That'd be great.
In a mask.
So do you have people in the UK that you communicate with that are into
that sound like you, though.
Rubber dolling and all of that?
It's not me.
I have got contact with a few people, yes.
Looking forward to seeing that again tonight. Okay, this is Wilkinson, it's Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still gives me trauma.
Every day I'm shuffling.
2 years in, still trauma, LMFAO.
BBC Radio 1.
Wherever you work, everybody gets them. All staff emails. The ones here at the BBC are particularly lol. 2:45 today. What they don't know in the office is that we've been doing a little collection of them and saving all the really good ones. And we'll bring that to you at 2:45 today. Sounds quite dull. Actually, once you hear the emails, you'll be fully on board with this, I'm telling you.
We've been planning
to do this for a while.
I was just about to say, we've been saving these up for months. I'm really excited about these finally coming out.
I can't wait. So, Radio 1 and BBC All Staff emails at 2:45. It's good because every time we get a good one, we're like, right, put that in.
I know, today's the day.
Today's the day we finally get to reveal them. We've been saving them for ages. There's some cracking ones in there. So you may have heard this headline earlier on the show, or you may have seen it over the weekend on Twitter. that's from the Mail Online, obs.
Lauren Goodyear narrowly avoids walking into a puddle during a day out in Essex.
That's the former Towie star, the plucky Towie star, who managed to sidestep a puddle and, phew, didn't get her new shoes wet.
She was quick thinking, as quick the thinking, article sorry, pointed yes. out as well.
Quick thinking Towie star. Now, this has got Chris thinking that maybe, with some other celebrities, if you can gather them up, there might be some money in this.
Well, exactly. So I've roped in some people from Radio 1, and I'm going to give this a go. I thought, how much money can you get for these kind of pictures?
On mine and your Twitter at the moment, there's a few pictures which I see you've got. There's one of you, yep. narrowly avoiding. You look like you're... That looks like a real setup. Also, there's Matt Edmondson, a little better, I think. And Greg James. Now, his is really good.
I think his should get good interest.
Yeah. Oh, and he's so nearly in the puddle as well, but are his white trainers going to get wet?
Quick thinking, Greg James.
That's right. Okay, so you've called a few places, right?
Yeah.
To gauge a bit of interest.
Yeah, just to see how much you can get for these kind of pictures.
I'm really interested into how this works and, like, do they give you money? Like, are the pictures set up? We'll get all this in a minute, I guess. Oh, it's that new David Guetta one.
Sounds like something I've heard before.
No, you're misled. That's absolutely nothing has been out like this before ever.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang. He shot me down. Bang, bang. I hit the ground. Bang, bang. That awful sound. Bang. My baby shot me
That's an entirely original piece of work.
Running out music.
Did you enjoy that when I played my new track to you, Put Your Hands Up for Detroit, last week?
I really liked it.
It was good, wasn't it?
What about my one, Call On Me?
And then I did a new one as well called Satisfaction. You know, one, Push Me. Yeah. That was all me, that. Brand new. David Guetta, Skylar Grey and Shot Me Down. It's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello, Lou. Who's listening to us on half term today? Yes, loads of people who normally get the podcast because they're at school or college are listening live today. So, hi. You'll still download it as well, though, won't you? Listen again. Thanks. Okay, so Chris's new business idea, on the back of the Mail Online printing this amazing story over the weekend about Lauren Goodyear, former TOWIE star, quick thinking, avoiding a puddle. But would it work with all the papers? Because, well, I mean, there's people, there's celebrities and DJs in and out of this building all the time.
Yeah, I just saw an opportunity to potentially earn some money here.
So who are you ringing?
Well, I just thought I'd ring a lady at 3 a.m, which is a section of...
The Mirror.
The Mirror.
The Mirror.
Hello,
Shavers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I was just wondering, is this the right number for the people that I can sell pictures of celebrity narrowly avoiding puddles to?
Yes, depending on what the pictures are like.
Well, basically, I've got some celebrities and I've managed to capture them narrowly avoiding puddles. Is this something that you'd be interested in?
How big are the puddles?
They're not significantly big. In fact, I've got to be honest, I had to make the puddle a bit myself to try and sort of... No, sorry, that sounds dodgy. I put water down.
Right.
Anyway, look, so I've taken some photos of some celebrities narrowly avoiding the puddles. I've got some prices.
Is it like a deep puddle?
It's not particularly deep, no.
Like, is there a danger? Is there a hazard for the celebrity?
Well, not particularly. I wouldn't say that there's a massive danger, but if they fell, they would get slightly wet.
Do you want to send them over?
Can do, yeah. Can I just quickly talk prices with you before I do? Because I imagine there'll be a lot of interest.
Well, we're going to have to see the pictures first, because we can never really say a price.
All right. I'm going to email them to you right now, and you can have a look at one of them. Give me one second.
Okay.
Right. Okay, I've got your email address online here.
Okay.
I think this is the right one. Let me know if you get it.
I've got a picture of Greg James.
Yes.
Grimacing at a puddle.
Perfect. Right, you can have that one for free.
I'm just not sure it's going to be right for the page.
Roshan from Office, £5.
I don't know who that is.
Good point. Fashion in his pizza hat.
Is this the pizza hat that went to Fashion Week?
Yes, that's the one. I hear interest.
Right, well, I mean, I'm interested in the hat, definitely.
But the idea of fashion narrowly avoiding a puddle?
Again, it might not be one for us. It's just, we might need something a bit more newsy.
Star of Radio 1 and ITV2's Fate Reaction, Matt Edmondson.
I mean, maybe if there's a collection of all the people narrowly avoiding puddles, that could work.
Yeah. The other one, I've not done it yet, because I haven't seen it today. Fern Cotton, narrowly avoiding a puddle. Now, I'm thinking there'll be big interest in this.
Yeah, see, Fern we like. Is she wearing something nice?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it always matters what Fern's wearing.
Is it not more the angle that she's narrowly missing a puddle?
No, not really. With Fern, we normally just print pictures if she's got a nice outfit on.
So you need her in nice clothes avoiding a puddle and then we're on a go.
I think you can leave out the puddle.
She'll get... What if we can get the outfit slightly wet?
Well, if she's in the puddle and it's destroyed her lovely shoes, but then I'm not really sure she'd be up for that.
Anyway, how much?
We'd have to see the pictures of Fern first.
Ballpark figure, are we talking tens or twenties?
It depends always how big we use them.
I'm new to this game, you see.
Yeah, I can tell.
As a business idea, though, good idea?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be really careful that the pictures don't look set up.
Greg
looks like he knows, he's fully aware that that puddle's there.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. That's probably going to be a problem.
It looks staged.
I think we'd rather a natural celebrity.
But you know when you, like, when you see a person from TOWIE or something like that and they're just on the beach and they're kind of putting their hair back, it's like they're well aware.
Sometimes we're very suspicious that it's been staged.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll bear that in mind when I next take my pictures. Out of interest, with a picture of Fern in a puddle, could I buy a new car for that?
Probably not, no.
Could I buy a meal in a nice restaurant?
No.
Could I buy a meal in a rubbish restaurant?
Probably like McDonald's or something.
Would it pay for my lunch today?
Yeah, it might.
Fern in a puddle. Great result. Okay, cool. Thanks for your advice. I'm going to get to work.
Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye then.
Right, so it seems that the only person that you can ever take a picture of next to a puddle is Fern Cotton, and they might print it and you might get some money, but only if she's wearing something nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So she is on Zane's show tomorrow night, that's Lord, and then performing at the Brits on Wednesday night. Greg's got everything backstage from 4 on Wednesday, if you love the Brits. And Grimmy's got tickets tomorrow if you want to go to the Brits. That's a really good prize, isn't it?
Mm.
And I think, apparently you get a choice of whatever meal you want. You can have meat or vegetarian or halal, whatever you need. Travel from wherever you are to London.
What are you reading out all the logistics?
I just thought people want to know. Oh, also, right. A hotel when you arrive. I can't confirm stars. I believe it's allocated on arrival. Just get on the coach and hope for the best. And I also understand that you may... Is it you and a friend, isn't it? So you and whoever you want to take. And I think you get a one-day travel card each in London.
Oh, wow.
Zones 1 to 3. So if you're thinking of going, like, Barnet way, not a chance. You Meet at 6 on Radio 1. 50 Cent coming up, Arctic Monkeys and Imagine Dragons. And we go through some of those all-star females. Some people are saying it sounds like all-star females. No, emails. That's all-star.
No,
we'll go through some all-star females.
I was wondering what that meant.
Also, great news, everybody. The travel car that you get to come to the Brits is 1 to 6. So you can go Epping to Hatton Cross and then back again if you want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Arabella, Arctic Monkeys on BBC Radio 1. Sounding pretty good. Scott Mills here. Hello. All right? So we've been saving these up for a while, and these are the all-staff emails that we get here at Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
We've actually got a special folder for them.
We've been saving them up for a while now, and we're pleased to be able to bring you this today as part of Access All Areas. Now, on Friday, the head cam is back on. Do you remember that from last year? If you're a new listener, this is where I wear a big camera on my head, or you do.
Yeah.
Or the person cleaning the toilets does, whoever. But you'll be able to see exactly what goes on at Radio 1 during the show. And we're doing a special Friday innuendo bingo so you can see what it's like to actually play innuendo bingo, because there'll be a big head cam on. So that's on Friday. You'll be able to watch that online on the Radio 1 website. I think this is the real way of getting to see inside what really happens at the greatest radio station in the world. So I've got a selection of emails here. These have been sent round to the whole building. Here's a quick example for you to just whet your appetite a bit.
Subject: Zone D toilets. Good morning, all. The One Extra toilets are closed from 9:30 to 11:15 today due to a VIP visit. Thanks for your cooperation in advance. Kind regards, Lisa.
So that... Do you want to know who the VIP guest was?
Well, they closed the Zone D toilets.
Yep.
Who was it?
Prince Charles and Camilla.
Was it?
Just in case they need to use the Zone D toilets, I've got so many better ones. Wait there. Hello, Chris. It's nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober, Scott.
I'm not explaining it again. Okay, so as part of Access All Areas, we have saved up some of the brilliant all-star females that everyone here at the BBC gets. And in particular, the hilarious ones from Radio 1 and 1 Extra. So listen up if you're in the office. Your email might about to be on Radio 1.
Can I just point out, there's no bants on this all-star. Like, this goes to the big bosses here.
This goes to everybody, well, yeah, from the lowest of the low to the very, very important people.
I mean, I've never sent one out of fear, who they go out to.
No, because, like, it's people that we don't even see get these emails. So just think about that. This is going to, like, all the really important bosses, as well as, you know, the people on the shop floor, the workers.
Worker ants.
Subject: missing cereal. Importance: low.
Oh, at least the importance is low.
Right.
If anyone comes across an orange Sainsbury's plastic bag with 3 unopened boxes of cereal in it, can they please send it my way? Thank you, Matt Fincham.
Oh. There's the hugely busy Radio 1 Breakfast Show producer there, who's lost his cereal. Now, he takes his cereal very seriously.
I remember there was a picture attached to this.
And the picture was?
Where he'd spent time arranging some, I think they were like Cheerios or Wheatos or something, into an unhappy face.
That's right.
It's just one of those emails that should not be on an all-staff.
Massive, I mean? BBC bosses get that. Nothing to do. So three unopened boxes of cereal there in an orange Sainsbury's plastic bag.
Don't care.
No, don't care. Importance, definitely low. Next.
Subject, clean and clear up. We're clearing up in advance of the VIP visit tomorrow. There are a couple of grey hoodies and maybe some pants. I didn't look too closely. Do they belong to anyone? Louise.
Thanks, Louise. I think you'll find those are...
They were mine.
They're Chris's innuendo bingo minging clothes, which Charles and Camilla do not want to come across on a visit to the eighth floor.
I did. To be honest, that was a useful email because I did have to go back and claim my pants.
You don't want them on show, though, do you? Because, I mean, they've got a lot of spit and a lot of water on. They're damp.
But also, what are the big bosses thinking when they read an email like that?
I know. Well, exactly.
And maybe some pants.
Next.
Subject... Coconuts.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Smiley face. I know it's unlikely, but if anyone has two halves of a coconut lying around for clopping together to make the sound of a horse, as you do, please let me know. Hey, it's worth a shot.
National, Radio 1.
Pip. P.S. Can't believe I just sent this.
So that's the producer of Greg James' show, everybody. Greg insists on two halves of a coconut so he can clop like a horse for every show. Find out later if she got them. It's like Ice Road Truckers, the suspense of this, isn't
yes.
it? Will Phil make it back to the depot in time after the break? Next.
Subject, coming up today on Radio 1 Extra.
Oh, what's this going to be?
Breaking news. Live in the studio between 10 and 1 with Ace today, we'll have Gamu from The X Factor.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
word.
Darry.
Right, so that's everybody at the BBC. All the big bosses here at Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Excellent. Gamu from X Factor 4 years ago. Was that really worth an all-staff? Gamu Nango. Do you remember her?
Barely.
Yeah. No bants on this. Shouldn't be any banter. Just the facts. So that's making us all aware that someone that was kicked off X Factor in 2010 is going to be on 1 Extra today. Awesome. Oh, hang on. Matt Fincham's back on.
Subject... Missing cereal. You'll be pleased to know that they turned up in the end in my house. Thank you, Matt.
Why is that an email?
Shouldn't have sent that. Didn't need to send the first one. Missing cereal, eventually found in his house. I hope these are fascinating for you. BBC Radio 1, Shakira and Rihanna. I like it that people are now sending me their all-staff emails as well. Hello to Lucy. She works for a council a couple of months ago. The subject on the email, no forks, no lunch. The canteen would like employees to return the 102 forks that have gone missing. They now have only 18 forks left. If you don't return them, people will be eating with their fingers.
No forks,
thanks, everyone.
No lunch.
No forks, no lunch. Hey, listen, you know that Lauren Goodger puddle story?
Yeah.
That's your next one, I think, to sell on if you can get pictures. Matt Fincham finds missing cereal in-house. Going through some of the emails that everybody here at Radio 1 and 1 Extra gets. So everybody from, from the people that bring out the bins to the high-level bosses here at Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Everybody gets these emails.
I'm honestly too scared to send an all-staff email around
here. Never sent one.
Some people really aren't.
Because you don't know who it's going to. No, some people will send them about anything.
Subject, 1 Extra Lift. Hi all, I'm pleased to say that the audio output in the 1 Extra Lift is now fully reinstated and at a level which can actually be heard. Bravo! Thanks, Tony.
Okay, so this is a... Well, that sounds quite innocent, doesn't it? But this is a thing a while ago where in the Radio 1 and BBC building, because we're radio, each lift that you go up to has a different radio station playing. So there's a Radio 1 lift, a 1 Extra lift, Radio 2, 3... 4 and 5 live lift, okay? So each lift has a different station. 1 Extra was playing really quietly in the 1 Extra lift. And, but you couldn't hear it, could you?
It's like someone had turned it down or something.
Yeah, now there's a conspiracy theory going on here that apparently some people from Radio 4 were trying to turn down the music in the lift because they didn't like the extra hip-hop and extra R&B which could be found on 1 Extra. So they... Well, this is how the story goes. We don't know if it's true.
This is the urban myth.
Yeah, the myth is that they turned it down and made it quieter in the lift because they didn't like all that buff-buff music.
Quote.
It is funny, right, when you are in a lift with maybe someone from the BBC News Channel or from Radio 4 and
can we just...
they're playing a particularly loud song on Radio 1 in the Radio 1 lift or the 1 Extra lift, and you hear people talking like, oh, God.
They genuinely, like, I've been in the lift before, and they're like, hello to everyone in the Radio 1 lift right now.
Hello, that's going to make it really awkward if there's... let's have a look. I can see it from
here. They'll be having... It'll be awkward because it's silent enough in there at the best of times. Yeah, now we're talking about them.
A couple of people that look really boring in there.
Do so they? Hello, boring people.
Hello, boring people in the lift. I know you hate us. That's really awkward if you're on that lift right now.
We will not be turned down.
No, do not turn us down. Okay, so next on the All-Staff email.
Subject, re-coconuts. I kid you not, I have two halves of a coconut right here in front of me in 82D. Pip.
Oh, thank God for that. So that's the Greg James producer. She's got the coconuts, everybody, for Greg's show. Thanks for letting everybody know.
Breaking news.
Next.
Subject, help. Does anyone have any puff pastry ince pies they would like to share with us?
Now, this one was sent around Christmas time. Ince. And it's from Becky Huxtable. Do you remember her? She used to work on this show. And I think it's just because she fancied an ince pie. There's a slight ince. Problem, though. Yes.
We'd really love one and can't leave the AIM studio.
That's the main studio.
Any thanks. P.S. One of the keys stopped working on Y keyboard, which means I can't type anything starting with rubbish. Becky.
That's M, which wasn't working on on Becky's keyboard there. I wonder if she got a puff pastry mince pie in the end.
All the staff.
Miss you, Becky. And finally, for this round...
Subject, quick request. Hi, all. Does anyone own a ping pong ball I could borrow for tomorrow morning and return by the end of the day? Thanks, Sarah.
No one knows what she needed that for.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Goodness gracious. Ellie Goulding and then Paolo Nutini, 10 out of 10 on BBC Radio 1. Sounding good.
I heard a weird thing over the weekend that I want to discuss with you.
Okay, is this something you need to talk to me about off air? Or?
No, I can talk to you on air.
Okay, sure.
Just can't name names.
Okay, go.
It's a girl I know. Mm-hmm. And she told me what she does when she goes to the hairdressers, and I thought it was well weird. But she seemed to think it wasn't as weird as I thought it was.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what a good weirdometer is. That's the Radio 1 listeners. They will soon tell you if it's weird or not. So shoot.
So what she does, she takes in a picture of her, and I cannot believe this, she takes in a picture of her dog to the hairdressers.
Okay, wait. Okay, so she's going to get her own haircut.
Yeah.
She's not in a doggy hairdresser's.
No. Real haircut.
Okay, so, this is your friend that you know.
Yep, she takes in a picture of her dog. Right. To show what colour she would like her hair every time.
Oh, shut up.
So she walks into the hairdressers. I know, I can't believe it either.
This isn't true.
It's true, I promise you. On my life, I promise you this is true. She goes in with a picture of her dog to show what colour her hair should be. Now imagine if you worked at that hairdresser's.
Right, so you see this dog.
I want to look like that.
You see like the reddy colour it's got in. I want it to be like that.
That's weird, isn't it?
Right, that's right. Is that weird, please? Let us know. Here's my question. I've got lots of questions, right? Why doesn't she take a picture of her hair after it's done and take that in to save the embarrassment of having to bring in a picture of a dog every time?
That's a good point. I think it's probably a habit thing. Should say big up Karen. Probably
hey, Karen. That's ASAP Mob, ASAP Nast, Method Man, all the ASAPs. Traumatic. BBC Radio 1.
You could bring in a picture of anything. I mean, the point is the colour, isn't it? I know it's weird because it's a dog, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, she just likes the colour, right? We're just talking about Chris's friend who brings in a picture of a dog and says, can you make my hair that colour? See this dog? Yeah, same colour, please.
Most people are saying it's quite weird.
Yeah, definitely weird. Several hairdressers have been on saying they work in salons and have never had that in the salon before. In my 10 years in hairdressing... The weirdest thing is that someone bought a Barbie in and wanted that hair colour. Hi, could you make it the same as this doll, please? That's kind of weird, but that's just standard blonde, isn't it?
Do you remember that time you sent me off to a hairdresser's with a brown envelope? And we did this on the radio, live on the radio. Brown envelope, and I had to hand over the brown envelope to the hairdresser, and I had to have my hair cut like that celebrity, because loads of people will bring in photos of celebrities when they go and get their hair
cut. Yeah, I used to take Philip Schofield picture.
So what you made me do was turn up at the hairdresser's, handed over that envelope, he took the picture out of the envelope and then did my hair like that.
Which was Simon Cowell, the picture in the envelope. We should do that again, where you just go in with a brown envelope and you don't know whose hair you're going to get done in the style of until the hairdresser opens the envelope. I really enjoyed that. I completely forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. Someone took a leaf in once in autumn and went, can you make my hair this colour? It can be anything, can't it, really? As long as you like the colour, it can be anything. Piece of poo, anything. As long as... It's true, as long as you like the colour.
You're spot on.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, that is Bruno Mars and Young Girls. And this is Scott Mills. I like that thing that told you how to watch videos there on the internet. That was really good. Just before Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And now you can watch videos. Videos of Enrique Iglesias and Fern Cotton getting V-wet on Inuit Bingo, still doing really well on the Radio 1 YouTube channel if you've not seen those yet. The Enrique one's really good. He gets well into it.
He loves it, doesn't he?
With his Spanish spray. There's more Innuendo Bingo tomorrow, Tuesday, 1:45. Listen and watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Avicii on Radio 1. Hey, Chris, I'm quite surprised you haven't tried to crash any of London Fashion Week yet. It's really your scene.
Yeah?
Ah. You know, turn up at Burberry, yeah?
I did think about one day getting into fashion.
No, I remember that. It was a week. No, 2 days back in last year. Do you remember where you tried to go a bit indie and wear a skinny jean?
And I wore those cinema glasses with no actual glasses.
Yeah, I like that. It's quite kind of East London vibes, where it's like the glasses that don't actually do anything. Like, there's no lenses in, but they just look cool.
I don't know how I would get on with one of these fashion weeks, to be brutally honest.
You sat next to Naomi Campbell? I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall for that. Serious.
Would you?
Yeah, I really would. Maybe get into it for next year.
But what do they do? Can I get this right? So, it'll be a brand, right?
I like how much it confuses
me. And then people will walk up and down in front of them. It's like
a catwalk.
You know where
a catwalk?
Where you... No, but where the cattle are sort of shown in front of you. A cattle market.
Not the same.
And then you bid for the clothes.
No!
Is
that what you actually think?
What goes on?
What? So, well, like an auction. 200, 250, 300, go to 300, 300 once, twice, three times. No, that's not what happens. No, you're not bidding for the clothes that the people are wearing at the time.
So you're just looking at the people wearing
the clothes.
You're just
looking at the fashion houses' pieces.
So what do you
for
come
that
away
season.
With? What's the point?
You don't. You don't come away with anything. Just apart from, oh, that shirt was quite nice. That dress looked decent.
But there's no element of points or anything like that.
No, and you don't buy them on... You don't look at the model and go, I'll have that one, please. Did you think it was an auction?
I'm so sorry. I still don't... I don't know what it is about that I just don't... I don't see the point.
Yeah, you just go and look at their new clothes. It's the first chance to see like new clothes from a designer.
Right, so it's the first time those particular clothes have been seen. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like... I just think it's nuts, isn't it? What's the point, seriously?
Please don't ever go. One Direction. Oh, Harry's there. Harry's there at the moment. He's just turned up.
Bored, senseless, I bet.
No, he loves it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One Direction, Midnight Memories on BBC Radio 1. Actually, I've just seen a picture of Harry Styles front row with Tiny Temper at one of these fashion shows. Does look quite bored.
Greg's just explaining it to me. So all the people in the crowd, because the weird thing is the cameras aren't just looking at the walk itself. They're taking pictures of people in the crowd and they've all got to be wearing the brand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like fancy dress almost. It's a theme.
The theme is our brand.
Yeah. It's like a big advert for their clothes.
Interesting, though.
Yeah. He's like, what, you don't even get paid?
It is really interesting, those things.
I know.
It's like a scrum.
It is.
If when Harry Styles turns up. I've literally just come back from that one.
Really? Have you?
It's mad.
Right, so do
it's
people like, play it cool?
No. No way. So when Harry Styles turns up with Tiny Temper, it's like a million people just descend them and go... their cameras.
Wow.
And now they're just... Can you just come and stand over here?
Now they're looking bored on the front row. I think Tiny Temper's showing him something on his phone. He's like, hey, look at my new app.
He's playing Flappy Bird.
I think he might be. He's got it on his phone. Trying to sell it to Styles for £5 million. Okay, so Greg's here, fresh from the fashion shows. And it's time for Real or No Real. Access all areas. It's more about the Radio 1 family today.
Daniel P. Carter has the words, I will always love you, tattooed on his left foot and however far away on his right foot. Those are lyrics from songs by Whitney Houston and Adele.
So that's Daniel P. Carter, Radio 1's rock god.
Interesting. He's got a lot of tats, Chris. Have you seen this?
Yeah, but I wouldn't expect those kind of tats.
Not Adele or Whitney Houston lyrics, surely.
Do you know what? Danny Picard is a big softy.
Is he?
Yeah.
I mean, you often find those rock people are.
He is. He's very, very kind,
what do you
lovely
mean?
Man.
So they look quite terrifying,
yeah.
But they're actually really...
I've come to realise this, or like over the years at working at Radio 1, like I would never, ever approach the rock presenter because they look too scary, but actually...
The rock presenter.
They're just teddy bears. They're the nicest people you'll find in the building, but they don't look it.
Yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover.
And they look like they like really unpleasant, nasty music, but they're actually salt of the earth. That's what they are.
Salt of the earth, darling.
Yeah, all right, darling. So, Daniel P. Carter, does he have lyrics off of Whitney Houston and Adele somewhere on his body?
I think that's got to be real. No. I think so. Because the thing is with Daniel P. Carter, he's a very talented man. He's written a load of big pop songs.
Yeah, so he does pop as well.
Oh, so do you think he wrote those songs?
I don't know, Chris. Well, I don't think he wrote I Will Always Love You.
Don't think so.
That would be ledge.
He wrote a couple of McFly songs and played the bass for them and stuff.
He did. And
Matt Willis?
There's loads more. There's, in fact, he's written loads.
Mm.
Okay, so is this
real?
Real
I'm saying
or
real.
No real?
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes,
it is. Now, he does have I Will Always Love You on his feet, although he claims it's a song by The Cure, but probably inspired by Whitney, I reckon. That's what I'm going with. Secret pop queen. And next.
Last year, Nick Grimshaw was a little overtired on the first morning of London Fashion Week and decided it was best to sit on the second row at a catwalk show. This plan backfired when he was sick into the hair of Henry Holland.
Who is a fashionista, I know that.
Is that why the hair was up? Why the hair's so high? Like Something About Mary.
Is it London Fashion Week this week?
I don't know.
It's more than a week as well.
Knowledge, mate.
I should
know. You're meant to be a fashionista.
You were just there.
I don't know. I really don't know anything about it at all.
Okay, just turn up.
They just give you nice clothes to wear, and you just sit there quietly for 10 minutes and leave. It's really weird and boring.
It's the reality.
Okay. Oh, honestly, that is the reality. You sit there for 10 minutes. The show's done. You go home. That's it.
Wow. So just watching people walk. And that's it.
Yeah. And Paloma Faith was singing.
Oh,
was she?
Yeah.
But is the high hair of Henry Holland due to Grimmie's vom?
Well, so he goes to these things a lot. The fashion weeks, the fashion shows and stuff like that.
Who, Henry Holland?
No. Well, yeah, I imagine so. Well, yeah.
He's a designer in that.
But I can imagine Grimmie being a bit peaky on a hangover. He's still got to attend because you have to attend these things.
Well, I remember him on the day of Fern's Christmas party and innuendo bingo in the shower. He was hanging.
He was, yeah.
Absolutely hanging. He knew he was sick on you.
Yes, he was. So I can believe this to be true.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard, I would have heard about this.
Maybe
surely.
It was like, yeah, but it could have just been, like when you throw up in your mouth, could be like a little bit. So we may not have made the news.
Like on Innuendo Bingo, a little sprinkle.
Yeah, that. So did he vom in the hair of Henry Holland on the second row?
Do you know what? This could have been covered up and it could have been discovered by one of your producers. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Who was Martin McCutcheon sick in the hair of?
What?
Hello.
Mick Hucknall. Actually happened.
So your producer then just went, what? And then 5 seconds later went, oh, Mick Hucknall.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
And next. During a late night Nick Grimshaw show 2 years ago, Harry Styles turned up on his own in the evening production office with 2 big bags of burgers and shared them round.
2 big bags of burgers.
There was a phase where Harry would just turn up at Radio 1 late at night to sit in on Nick Grimshaw's show, which used to be on in the evening. Now, this continued when Grimmie moved to breakfast as well. There were times that he was just here. I remember there was one morning I turned up and he was just here.
The thing is, right, when you are a multimillionaire pop star, there's loads of times when you are the most busy person on earth. And then when you're not touring and you're not recording, there's nothing to do.
Right. Mm.
Literally nothing to do, apart from spend all your monies and hang out with Radio 1 DJs.
I mean, he was lying on the sofa when I turned up, wasn't it? There's a sofa, he was lying on it.
Isn't there a commemorative bottle of vodka on the lockers of his?
There's more than that.
So. Well, yeah. But there's
not part of the official tour there. Mm.
No, people don't see that when they go on the BBC tour.
But that is on the lockers outside. That's there. Huge bottle.
Yeah.
It's almost as big as him.
Yeah. So, Harry Styles, burgers? Real or no real?
What a question. Harry Styles.
Why would you turn up with a big bag of burgers?
Just sharing is caring,
yeah. However, I've got to say, I felt bad when I used to do the National Lottery because I was one of the presenters. I still am occasionally. But do you know what? Mylene Klass used to turn up with loads of bags of chips for all the crew, and I never did. And that made me feel inferior as a presenter.
Now, is she still on?
I haven't seen her for a while. No.
But that's what she's to that's turn what up with she chips, wanted to happen.
Chips for everyone, said Mylene. Not me.
What did you bring the crew?
I didn't bring them anything.
Just laughs.
I felt bad. Just laughs.
Why did she wanted to make you feel inferior. That's what she does, Klass.
Yeah, Klass and her chips. Harry Styles burgers, real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Don't know why. And what about this?
In 2006, Chris Moyles accidentally sent a Radio 1 all-staff email containing his own credit card number. An hour-long all-staff shopping spree followed until Chris was able to cancel the card.
No, I think I remember this.
I'm not sure I do.
Well, I don't remember this
So
either.
He's accidentally put his card details on an email. So was he trying to order something?
Yes, and I know what he was trying to order, I think.
This is real, is it? Oh, by the way, all-staff emails. That one from Pip.
Did you enjoy
coconuts.
That?
Yeah.
You have to have the coconuts every show, don't you?
I didn't hear the whole thing. Did you do the one about...
You missed one,
about
I think...
the Pritt stick?
No.
Oh, the
right,
worst...
save that.
We'll save that. Worst one ever.
There was an interesting one from a staff member called Sarah requesting a ping pong ball.
We never found out why. She said she'd return it tomorrow.
Well, there's not much of a story behind the Pritt stick one. Someone sent an email going, does anyone have a Pritt stick, please? And then sent a picture of a Pritt stick attached.
Brilliant, thanks for that.
Go to this shop!
Yeah. Do some work. So, Chris Moyles, credit card number accidentally given out on an email and an all-staff shopping spree ensued until the card was cancelled.
I just can't
Can you not
this.
Contain that in the build? It's only like 70 people at work here.
I like how many people have jumped at the opportunity to spend this money.
They've gone, right, obviously a mistake.
Here we go.
Cash in. Here we go, Moyles.
We've got the long number. Yeah. We've got the security code. We've got the expiry date. We're good.
Well, imagine I would have just bought 20 copies of his book and then distributed it.
I would have bought a car.
Gets the money back. Buy the cars
back. I would have bought a car, yeah. So, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, there's having you on there, lads. Lads. So, tomorrow it's a real or no real Brit special. And Wednesday and Thursday as well with Greg, if we all survive that long. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
It's 20 to me and it's 20 to Greg.
Oh, good.
Lovely.
All square.
Nice draw on a Monday.
And your last chance to win Brit's tickets tomorrow.
Sorry, what was that?
All square on a Monday.
I've started singing things more often because we had a bit of a desk move recently. Like, we all had to switch desks. And one of the lovely members of staff that I'm now in front of sings quite a lot. And
Anna.
It's got me singing.
Anna, okay. My boss, well, sings that. Relentlessly in the office.
Stop that immediately.
I fine her £1 per bit of singing.
I was going to say, your last chance to get Brit's tickets, to actually win them, is tomorrow morning on the Radio and Brett Show with Nick Grimshaw. We have more of the details if you want it. The travel card that you get when you arrive is for London all day between zones 1 and 6. So you can get that. You right. get that as part of the prize when you come down.
Is that
get,
is this real or no real still?
No, real. Not just central, zones 1 to 6.
1 to 6, you can go anywhere you want. You can go Faden Bois if you want.
Well, yeah, pop to Cockfosters.
You can go to
like.
Croxley Green if you want.
Also, it's a 3-star hotel.
Faden Bois, by the way.
Faden Bois. 3-star hotel. That's on. And also, the meal, you can have vegetarian, meat, halal, whatever you want. That's part of the prize. On the Brits.
Wow.
Tomorrow morning, with Nick Grimshaw, you and a mate could win the tickets from 6:30.
BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio